All right, you all. I'm like really, 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 really trying to figure out, like, what do I even do with Marvel right now? Because the question is Marvel in trouble? Like, is Marvel having a problem? I'm looking at my list. I had like a really nice list of, you know, Marvel movies, and I really don't know where I can rank everything in the last 5 years now, because, like, you know, I've had a child. Like, what's his head? My daughter was born right after the Wonder Woman movie came out, which you all know was like right about the ending of, you know, I mean, we got the E-Bombay, we got Endgame, and I'm just like, I'm really sitting here thinking, from the snap to the shows to Marvels, like, where are we at now? I'm just looking at it right now. I'm like, is Marvel having a problem? And here's the thing. I loved the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shows. I love the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shows. And if you ask me, that is the easiest way. You can depart from Avengers and now make it S.H.I.E.L.D. and still keep a very strong structure of all things Marvel and all things Avengers, with cameos, like, because of how real and easy to digest the S.H.I.E.L.D. Cast is, you can go off into any direction. You've got science, science and technology with Fitz and with Emma and Fitz. You have Quake, which is, you know, she's an Inhuman. I believe we can say that she's an Inhuman. And then you have like Mac and Coulson are, you know, your Nick Fury types. They can always work with him and speak with him, you know, even though he's on, you know, Saber now. But, like, I was, like, sitting there thinking, I was like, where do I rank everything now? Where do I place everything now? Because I've enjoyed, you know, the Marvel shows and movies. Like, I've had a great time with them, but not everybody... not everybody's having as much fun as I am, and I'm okay with that. You know, a lot of people didn't like the She-Hulk show. I'm okay with that. A lot of people feel like the woke, you know, pathway is going to destroy Marvel, and, you know, I don't really know if I understand that part. There are some parts I agree with the angry fanboys on, where I'm like, that's just doing too much. And then there's other parts where I'm like, well, what do you expect? You know, I'm just thinking out loud, typing, because I'm just thinking. I like to make notes as I'm talking. Okay. So let's just talk here. I don't feel like, and this is just me, I don't feel like anybody really said a thing about Thor Love and Thunder, when it's literally called Love and Thunder. If you don't laugh and chuckle a little bit about that, and that 80s type renaissance of like the name, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this movie connected to Big Trouble in Little China in so many ways. Like, the Jack Burton type of macho-ness and posturing and sticking your chest out, the nakedness of being, you know, shown up. I mean, he was literally, you know, that part. There was just so much to consider and look at in that show, in that movie. Just enjoy, like, I don't really think people took the time to consider how hard it is to recreate what we just saw. So that's like the three things I'm going to hang on, which I'm pretty sure are three things that some people come at me with a bloody knife for. But number one, why in the world would you expect people to recreate the exact same greatness or the greatest telling of comic book movies you've ever seen? And we probably will ever see. I don't really expect anybody to, to repeat that, right? We might get little crumbs and pieces, but like, Star Wars is Star Wars. Until Dave Filoni, I was like, yeah, okay, cool. I was like, yeah, you can keep all that. Like, you know, the way they showed Jar Jar Binks and the way that they, it was the way they showed Jar Jar Binks and, you know, not really telling me if Mace Windu, the only purple lightsaber guy, is gonna live. Like, that kind of stuck with me, and I know a lot of people. You know, I'm like, okay. Like, it just took everybody out. It was like, it's the first movie, and you just, like, really distracted everybody from one of their favorite shows with this really annoying character, while also telling a pretty cool story. It was a pretty cool story. And the hard part was, like, that kid, the kid that was Anakin, like, he's not doing well in life. Maybe things have turned around and he's doing better now. But as far as I know, like, I think he really had some struggles with life. So the same community that was expecting more movies and wanted more and loved and worshiped was the same community that, you know, beat him up and did not protect him. Like, I guess he got bullied by kids, and I mean, he should have had Kevlar on, you know. I'm saying metaphorically, people should have protected him as if he was, you know, Prince William or something. But number one, why in the world would you think that we're going to recreate that? I'm not talking about continuing it. I'm talking about recreating it. And then as to my second point, we just went through COVID. We had people, whether you believe in it or not, we just went through COVID. People were hurt bad. Jobs were lost. The economy was dipped down, dropped down. And I mean, we had all these like crazy struggles. And reality happened. Like, life happened, you all. Afghanistan happened. Ukraine happened. Gaza has happened. Like, all this really serious stuff in life has happened, and everybody cares about movies, like storytelling. I'm like, okay. And for those that don't cook, that don't cook, this is gonna go way over your head. This is gonna go way over your head. And I don't want it to, because I know how intelligent you all are, how wonderful and amazing you are. You can't change too many ingredients, okay, and expect world-class approval and world-class chatter. You change too many things in that ingredient at that restaurant, and you go from 5 stars to 5 wishes that everybody will come back, right? You be hoping and praying everybody came back. And there's so many pieces to this puzzle that make it work. So there's what's in front of the camera and what's also behind the camera. You can't change too much. So number one, look at where we just came from, okay? It's not easy to be compared to Michael Jordan. It's not easy to be compared to Kobe. It's not easy to be compared to LeBron. Those are GOAT status people. I mean, you got Serena Williams, you got Muhammad Ali, you got Usain Bolt, Carl Lewis, Wilma Rudolph, Arthur Ashe, was it Messi? Not Messi. Andre Agassi, Pele. There's all these amazing dominant athletes, you know, the Nancy Kerrigans, the, you know, Tonya Hardings, these household names. There's all these people that are household names that we consider GOAT level. Wayne Gretzky, thank you. That's not easy, y'all. So it's like, just because you saw it doesn't mean you're going to get that all the time. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get that back. You know, it's kind of like when you're 21, right? And I hopefully explain this well. As a male between 25 and 35 is your best opportunity to run world record times. World record times. I'm not saying you can't win and do great, but your world record timing and speed while your body is still building up to, ramping up to that predator level speed, if I can call it that. It's at predator level speed. You're using your fight or flight mechanisms to compete in athletic work, right? That is the time to do that. Afterwards, you're going to have to coach somebody to do that, because trying to do that with your own body is too hazardous to your health. You'll rip hamstrings, Achilles, stuff that isn't developed, you'll find out. You'll rip those things. So, how can you expect, okay? How can you expect to follow up a GOAT level performance that's never been done before, never been seen before, with something exactly like it? I mean, we didn't know these characters were coming. We didn't know the Avengers was coming. Iron Man was in no way near the level of popularity, nowhere near the level of popularity as the X-Men cartoon, or the X-Men comics. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But as a kid, I saw those X-Men comics, had to have them. Didn't even know what I was drawing. I could draw them exactly as is, even though mine were bigger. You know, I never figured that out. My drawings were always bigger, but they impressed people because, you know, the detail and the timing that you put into it. But X-Men as a comic, X-Men as a cartoon, X-Men as a movie, they had it. Like, they were it. It was like Superman and Batman. We waited all that time to 1998, and we finally got, whatchamacallit, Blade, X-Men, Blade 2, Spider-Man, Daredevil, Hulk, X-Men 2, one of my favorite films, Blade Trinity, which I know has its issues, and then Spider-Man 2, which also is my, of that three, of that trilogy of Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 2 is my favorite, because Otto Octavius was bodying Spider-Man up. Like, I was like, yeah, man, look at how he's fighting this man. So I'll stop there, but that was the greatest era of comic book films we will ever see. And the first run of films, I want to say all the way up to 2007, they had a lot of struggles. A lot of struggles. I mean, I can just look at the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Let's go back from Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 had a 63% Rotten Tomatoes. It's not bad, but it wasn't loved like everybody wanted it to be, I don't think. It's my wife's favorite Spider-Man movie, but I'm like, I wanted a much better Venom. We didn't really need a Venom, but I wanted a much better Venom. Ghost Rider, 26%. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, 37%. X-Men The Last Stand, they killed Xavier, Professor, 57%. Fantastic Four, 28%. Elektra, 11%. Punisher, 29%. Spider-Man 2, 93%. I told you, I'm trying to tell you. Blade Trinity, 25%. X-Men United, X-Men 2, 85%. Come on now, I'm telling you. The Hulk, the Ogre Hulk that everybody hated that I loved, 62%. Daredevil, 43%. I mean, I gotta stop here because I absolutely loved, turn off the sound. just watch Ben Affleck and his team complete the Daredevil movement. Just visually. Don't listen to the storyline, nothing. Just watch this film and watch how he bodies up this character. Anytime he puts on that suit, I almost wanted to clap. I was like, yes, do it. We had never seen this before. And he was the Batman of Hell's Kitchen. Like, I loved it. Same thing with Ben Affleck as Batman. His physicality as a Batman was the best. I'm talking about martial arts and choreography. He was the best. Now, if you want to talk about the GOAT as Bruce Wayne in Batman, I'll take that to Michael Keaton all day. The best Bruce Wayne, definitely Christian Bale. Definitely Christian Bale. For me, the best Batman film all together, all pieces considered, was The Batman starring Robert Pattinson. But I'm always going to give love to my boy, Val Kilmer. I loved his Batman, Batman and then The Saint. He did that film. And then George Clooney, I mean, probably the best looking Batman they could ever, you know, have. He did his thing. I mean, that was direct. Those were directing choices that people didn't like, but he did his thing. Now, coming back to Spider-Man 2, 90%. Blade 2, 57%. It's probably doing too much. Yeah. The very first X-Men, 82%. The very first Blade, 57%. Nobody knew what they were seeing at that time. So, I get it. But that's all I'm saying is, that era had a lot of, like, flops. The people that loved it, there weren't enough people that loved them to really just make this the thing like it is now. Like, the Marvel films were nowhere near, at that time, the Harry Potter films, the Lord of the Rings films. The Harry Potter films and Lord of the Rings films are, to me, what I believe, the reason why we got to get into Game of Thrones. Like, it was undeniable that this genre can be told and told well. And now look at where they took it. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, and you look at, like, what the boys on Amazon, and then V, and then Invincible, and that realm, that world. I mean, that's where DC needs to be paying attention. They need to be combining their CW and DCEU verse and sprinkle in that, you know, Amazon Boys, Amazon V for Vought, and Amazon Incredibles world. They need to be doing that. But reality is, COVID hit us pretty hard. It changed directors. It changed actors. It changed scripts. It's still doing that. And the continuity and speed that they put on Kevin Feige after this is disgusting. Like, it's disgusting. After all that we've been through, why would they force that man and the connectivity tissues to be the same? And, like, people liked the Runaways, the Marvel Runaways, which was the easiest way to connect to a younger audience. I got kind of annoyed with it. So, at this time, you know, I'm just kind of casually looking at it. I'm like, at this time, while Marvel is building to its height, to a level that we, you know, will never probably come off of, they were building this. And I'm like, okay. You know, and that, like people feel now it's like too many projects. That, to me, was like, I don't know. I just don't feel like it was in the right direction. But that was before COVID, so sorry, y'all. That was before COVID. So, yeah. A, GOAT level. I don't think we can beat that. B, COVID. You know, COVID is going to knock you off of the ingredients that make it great. And then the final question is, does Marvel have a problem? That third and final piece is all of the changes that have been made because of A and B. I believe we do have a problem. Marvel does have a problem. Not in the amount of content, but because of that GOAT level storytelling, we set a pace that we can't keep. We set a pace that we can't keep, and we don't have all the things gelling and moving as smoothly as they did. It's not necessarily about the storytelling. It's about how well of a machine they had built. And then a grenade was thrown right into the middle of the factory. And we're trying to all heal up and come back to it the same way. So you have several pieces of this story. I don't even have to write them down. We have several pieces of this story that should have been tied together and told well. Number one, and I have to say this, like, as fans, like, you got to be ride or die. You got to be ride or die. And one place you see this in football, the Texas fans are ride or die. Nebraska football fans, boy, I'm trying to tell you. I mean, there has been a national championship since 97, and they still feel like this is the year. Ride or die. Michigan football fans, ride or die. Penn State football fans, ride or die. Florida State fans, ride or die. I'm sorry, but y'all, if you aren't ride or die, you need to get off now. Because all that hating and complaining and all that, it only makes everybody who put people down, it only makes everybody who bullied the nerds, who bullied the Hellfire Club, who bullied the Stranger Things kid, it only makes them right. To hear you complain is like, they'll bathe in those tears all day. They be like, I told you guys were worthless. I told you guys couldn't make good stories. I told you that was trash. You need to just stick with boxing and sports and gangster films. So like, y'all, let's not give them that so easily. Like, stop complaining. Find a way to help. Like, find a way to help. What are you directing? What are you writing? How can you help? And it's friends like my buddy, Brandon, who will just sit and he'll just tell me about scripts. He'll tell me about a script that he read. And I'm like, yeah, they should have used that. So, what are you doing to help? Instead of like, oh, I'm going to get a podcast and a YouTube show to complain about the genre that I love. And like, and no disrespect. I love Stephen A. Smith. We don't need more Stephen A. Smith. We already have that. That flavor, that has been quenched. Which is what I'm saying. Like, we don't need more Lokis. If you watch the Loki show, Loki gave you everything you need to stick with the classic GOAT level Marvel storytelling they just gave us, and go home and sleep well. They gave you everything you needed. Right in that Disney Plus show, they gave you exactly what you needed to love and go home and tuck yourself in and sleep well and go into your Marvel bliss. They gave you everything you needed right there in Loki. You don't have to look anywhere else but Loki. It was brilliant. God, it was brilliant. So, there's just too much to consider, you know. But right now, like, the problems with Marvel, you've got a celestial hand sticking out of the ocean. A celestial hand and head sticking out of the ocean. You have the Werewolf by Night show. What was that? You know, what's that going to connect to? You have, I believe, Miss Marvel is a mutant. Okay, very cool. You have the way that the Marvels ended, which connects three storylines now. I mean, you've got the world that Nick Fury is connected to. You've got the world, Monica Rambeau comes from, which was birthed out of the Disney Plus world, and Wanda Maximoff. So Captain Marvel and Nick Fury, I put them together. Captain Marvel and Nick Fury together. Wanda and WandaVision, WandaVision and Monica Rambeau are a hybrid. They're definitely a hybrid of the Disney Plus shows and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Miss Marvel, cute, very cute. But She-Hulk is kind of where I'm like, oh man, as much as I love this show, as much as I watch Elaine Bennis become the Hulk, people just really struggled to like it. So that's where I'm at now currently. I'm like, man, if people don't like my shows, that means ratings are going to plummet, ratings are going to fall. And then after that, like, then what? You know, not... The women really loved it. And there were pieces in it that, you know, there were pieces in it that, I don't know, definitely stick out. They definitely stick out for, you know, feminism, womanhood. Why? I don't want to give away too much, even though I already am. Good Lord. But being a woman is difficult. Being a woman is very difficult. And I think the most difficult part about being a man is not acknowledging what we are. We don't take time to acknowledge what we are. We only focus on a linear view of what we are. And that's not saying we have to completely submit to like the woke world or the woke vision or whatever. I'm not saying like that's what you need to do. But what I am saying also is you do kind of need to let people have their turn. You need to let people have their turn. And I don't need a female Silver Surfer. And Yun, the actor, love him. From Walking Dead, Yun, I can't remember his first name. I absolutely love him, but I don't need an Asian actor to take the place of Sentry. I need more Shang-Chi. I need more Simu Liu. Love him. I need more Simu Liu, please. You can't just give me a movie where you show me how awesome he is. I finally get my martial artist in the MCU and you take him away from me. It's been so long since we had good quality martial arts. I'm not talking about tactical stuff like Winter Soldier, and I'm not talking about the hybrid fighting systems of like Black Panther and what we saw from Killmonger. I love martial arts. Just give me that, please, please. So, no, we haven't had that in a while. So I'm like, I want more Simu Liu. I want more Shang-Chi. You have this good-looking Asian actor that has this parkour background. He can do everything. It's like him and the Spider-Man actor, Tom, I'm drawing a blank. They can both do a backflip, a standing backflip. Let's go, y'all. I want to see Shang-Chi and Spider-Man in a film. Like, let's go. So yes, we do have a continuity problem. We do have a connectivity problem, but I don't think we've gone so far to where we can't connect them. I like the new films. I like the female-led films. I like them for two reasons. Number one, when I'm looking back on time and I'm sitting just on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, I want to watch a movie with my daughter and I want her to be empowered, not just a weakling with big boobs. We have something to watch together, right? I don't want to fill up her body. I want to fill up her mind as well. Because these women, these ladies, are out here as CEOs, as bosses, and if they aren't happy, we aren't going to be happy. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they aren't happy, we aren't going to be happy. like, men still don't want to realize that. This is the world. We need our women to be heroes as well. And there are some ladies, we have to support each other. There are some ladies that don't want all that. There's some women that just want to be a stay-at-home wife. You take care of the bread. You take care of this, that, and the third. I got home. You just make sure you give me what I need. I will support you and love you, cook, clean, bake, all that. You just give me what I need as your wife and as the master of this home. Because if we haven't got it yet, we're losing it. A lot of men are mad that women aren't staying at home. It's because we haven't created a good home for that woman. A lot of women just want to stay at home. Then flip it. There's a lot of men that just want to stay at home. They want to golf, lift weights, and just take care of their family. There's a lot of men that want to stay home. We're not supporting each other as best as we can. So that's what I'm saying, you all. Like, it's the women's turn. It's the women's turn to be heroes. It's the women's turn to be out there and do what they do. That does not mean clip and snip men. We're not getting clipped and snipped and tucking our tail behind our legs. Not at all. But please understand that it can't just be a white male or a black male sticking his chest out to be the hero all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I want more Spider-Man and I want more Shang-Chi. Like, please give me that partnership. That will be cold-blooded. And the Defenders. Where are the Defenders? Y'all, and this is what I'm saying, like, you gotta give more love to the small screen. The Shield, put on for Shield the same way you put on for Avengers. Put on for the Defenders the same way you put on for the Avengers. Like, you gotta give them love. People are watching. When you make Scott Pilgrim a cult classic, when you make these other films a cult classic, and they come out of the woodworks to support them and re-release another film, like Blade Runner, and then it happens all over again. It's a cult classic only, but not supported at the box office. What do you expect? You're not supporting your own genre. You're not supporting your own thing. So, number one, we had a GOAT level era. We need to just accept that it may be as good as it gets and let them build their story. Then number two, we need to look at our reality of what has happened to us while we're trying to get back to our entertainment. You've got the Afghanistans and the Ukrainians and the Gazas happening, the COVID's happening, cancer happening, death happening, people going to funerals happening. So yeah, pardon me if some of these movies are a little bit goofy. Pardon me if She-Hulk and Love and Thunder are a little bit goofy. Like, sorry. We were trying to have a little bit of fun while y'all were over there dying and people were getting murdered and all this in your fictional realm, your fictional world. Sorry. So, yeah, things are a little bit awkward and a little bit off now. But that's not by choice. We're doing the best we can, and I think people need to figure that out. The writer's strike was a part of that. So, yeah, that part, and then last but not least, no, I don't need all these changes and the woke stuff. I don't need all that. What I need for them is to just show what you already got. You spent time building these amazing characters. I just want to see more of them. Can I have some more Simu Liu, please? Please. So, Simu Liu, more, please. Marvels, more. Yes, please. And then what will be the threat? Honestly, you're going to have to work on Blade. You're going to have to make sure Mahershala Ali is taken care of and you keep him at the top of the script and we make the magic happen. Like, y'all, make the magic happen. That's all. So that part, I do agree with you all. If you're frustrated about the Blade project like I am, yes, that's frustrating. If frustrating that woke seems to kind of confuse things a little bit, then yeah, I'm frustrated on that too. We've already spent money to build these great products and these great characters. Let's use them. That is the diversity. It is inclusion. We've got Marvels, we've got Shang-Chi, and we've got Blade. Let's go.